It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 28th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is myopic, also pronounced myopic, and spelled M-Y-O-P-I-C. Myopic is an adjective that means not able to clearly see objects that are far away. Figuratively, it means lacking in foresight or discernment, or narrow in perspective and without concern for broader implications. Here's the word used in a sentence from Vanity Fair by Gabe Ulla. 3 years ago, when chef Gerardo Gonzalez announced that he would leave New York for a hotel gig in the Caribbean, some probably wondered why a bright young talent was cutting his career short. I always try to resist the myopic view of things, Gonzalez says, from the Grand Canyon's Palm Heights Hotel, which granted him carte blanche to reimagine what a dining program should look like at a luxury resort. Myopia is a condition in which visual images come to a focus in front of the retina of the eye, resulting in defective vision of distant objects. Those with myopia can be referred to as myopic or myopic, or less formally, nearsighted. Myopic can also describe someone who has trouble seeing things from a different perspective or considering the future consequences before acting. Myopic and myopia come from the Greek word myopes, which is based on myein, meaning to close, and opes, meaning eye. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.